prior to the news break, we had State Representative Rashida Tlaib on the program, and she was talking about a bill that she's co-sponsoring, a bipartisan bill to strengthen scrap metal laws to prevent theft. This is a challenge that's even affected our farmers. We ran out of time. She was gracious enough to come back. Thanks so much. Tell us about these bills and specifically what they're going to do to stop this problem.
It's going to strengthen the documentation for scrap metal purchases. For instance, if you walk in now, the scrap metal dealer has to take a photograph of the materials on the scale. And again, this would only include scrap metal yards that buy off the street, or what they sometimes refer to as retail scrap yards. And it would also require that certain items are prohibited from selling or buying, like public fixtures, construction equipment, materials that are clearly belonging to a business, Cadillac converters, unless they're from automotive recyclers, AC units, burnt copper wire, and as well as cemetery-related articles and any items that the buyer knows is stolen.
And where are these bills now as we speak?
I believe they did. They were introduced on Thursday, and they're going to the Committee on Commerce.
How big a problem are we talking, Representative? Do we know how much money's involved here?
I know it's in the millions now since the last 3 years because of, the blackouts in various cities, like in the city of Detroit and city of Flint. Even had a blackout in a neighborhood just because of scrappers taking different kinds of equipment from lighting poles, as well as municipalities who have gotten actual stop signs stolen, sewer cover holes, and a number of things like that. And I know that they're, now starting to see that the insurance claims in the state of Michigan were number two when it comes to insurance claims in the nation, when it comes to insurance claims based on scrap metal theft.
All right. And did we get everything in?
Yeah, well, they're House Bills 5490 through 5495, and it's Representative Muxlow, Representative Ananick, and Representative Olson and I that are working really, really hard on these.
All right, Representative Tlaib, we appreciate your time. Thanks so much.
Thank you.